Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes. I'm with Home Street Bank.
And I am Reba Hass of Team Reba.
All right. We're every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
About this time I dance on my chair.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I love that bumper music.
With that bumper music, yeah. No, I was going to say we talk about real estate or finance.
Or apparently
just
sewage.
About anything else that's going on. Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon Go and feel like know, all kinds about. Of random things.
You know, yeah. But in all seriousness, you and I, we have fun with this show. But,
we
work like crazy hard.
We work
hard
like dogs. And, are you kidding me? And, you know, I've been working 10 and 14-hour days for 2 weeks straight since I got back from vacation.
Yeah, I haven't even had a chance to do that, you know, the whole vacation thing. But one of these days. But it's just a good time. It's a busy out there. We've got such a great economy in this area. Mm-hmm. We're blessed.
Yes. Speaking of which, I'm looking for a personal assistant right now and a marketing person. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So if people are interested, give me a ping on @TeamReba on my Twitter site,
yeah.
Or
okay.
You can get a hold of us on the Team Reba Facebook page.
There you go.
Easy to find there.
All right.
Or you can send in anything to info@teamreba.com that's related to what I just mentioned, not just anything, obviously, if you're interested in a position.
And I need contractors.
Yes, you do.
I'm still looking for contractors to help with my customers who mm-hmm. want to do renovation projects.
Yeah.
And if you're a contractor and you're good, and
if you're a bad one, don't even think about it.
You're not afraid of doing a little bit of extra paperwork, which is required with these programs. Mm-hmm. So if your home office is the dashboard of your pickup truck, well, that might not be the best solution.
Yes.
But if you're pretty organized, mm-hmm. I'd love to talk with you.
Yeah.
And, because we've got a kind of starting to build up a stack of people that have projects to work on.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, speaking of people who have
projects
and stacks to work on and who need help. You're talking about the buy side of that, but oftentimes when people are looking to get ready to move into a new situation, such as downsizing,
mm-hmm.
I've got several clients right now, actually a mutual client, we still need to talk about their situation,
mm-hmm.
but they're looking to downsize. They've been in the same house for 27 years, and they're trying to make the decision of, are they going to move to a retirement community? Are they going to move into another house, but it needs to be a single
smaller story? Rambler, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. There's health conditions that mm-hmm. you know have to be factored in now, knees and backs and things like that.
Sure.
And being able to get access to their doctors regularly. So that's why we asked Katie to come on the show.
Good. Welcome, Katie.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well,
yeah.
Good.
Thank you. So we met quite a while ago.
Gosh, it's been 5-6 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a long time ago.
Wow. It's okay. Longer than I even thought. Okay. So we met through, was it down in Renton?
I can't even remember.
I know.
You called me. You called me out of the blue.
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
And it's like,
I was probably doing some online research because this comes up for us very regularly, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, the boomer generation and above is still a very significant part of the real estate world because a lot of the millennials aren't yet owners. You know, they're anticipated to be moving into real estate. And, you know, 37% of property is owned by boomers and older, right? So, big chunk of the market. But many of them ready to start transitioning. And that's when the overwhelming part hits people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word, overwhelm. Yeah. I hear over and over.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I heard you say earlier, Eric, that, I could use some decluttering in my house, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a standard strategy that people use when they're going to organize their house.
Mm-hmm.
Works great if you're going to continue to live there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst if you're moving. I mean, the typical thing is, geez, what can I do with that? I'll take it, I'll put it in the car, I'll drive it and give it away at the thrift store, and that's mm-hmm. really nice and generous. But if you take that approach when you're moving, when you're really downsizing and moving,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen is it's like 80% of the stuff in your house. You're going to fill the car, you'll drive it over, you're going to come back, do the same thing the next day, and the next, it'll be 2 years before you're ready to move.
Mm.
Yeah, and I will say that has frequently been the case of many people is it can take – when I get a phone call from someone, it's rare that they're ready within 2 weeks to 3 months.
And
it's usually 6 months to – in the longest case we've had so far – Well, no, actually, he's not really real. 4 years for one fella.
Oh, gosh.
But the recession actually delayed a lot of other folks. In fact, the person I was just mentioning a few minutes ago, that couple actually talked to me 10 years ago. And wow. They were thinking about it, but they couldn't quite get motivated. And part of it was they got to that place where if you see their garage, it's just packed.
Right.
There's a lot of pack rat going on.
Right. And it's way more common to mm-hmm. have your house packed than anybody seems to realize. Each person mm-hmm. is embarrassed. Oh, no, I must be
right.
The only
They're always thing. Embarrassed. It's like, don't, oh, you know, God, it's like, I understand, know. You know.
Yeah. Well, I really want to tell you about the other way to do it.
Okay.
Because there is a way that works.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what do I use the most?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I mean, start with the furniture. Don't mm-hmm. make it crazy.
Yeah.
But what do I use the most? Well, mm-hmm. what did you use?
Yeah, what's comfortable? Not yeah. the the use versus what did you pay for it?
Oh, you can't ask all those other questions.
Yeah.
You could, you know.
Well, I find a lot of people who grasp onto that. They're like, right. Oh, but we paid this much. I'm like, yeah, but how often do you sit on it?
Right.
And did you get 30 years of use out of it?
Right.
And if you amortize that sofa over 30 years, how much did you pay per sit? You know, was it like 2 cents? You know,
the seat cost. I
yeah,
love
the
it.
Seat cost. Yeah. But yeah,
I think the cat used it more than I did. You know, right. I know yes. I have a sofa that's like that. I don't even know if I'm allowed on it.
Yeah,
the cat probably is.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the cat could sometimes be smarter than you.
Yeah.
You can sit on your own couch.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
You do know that. Yeah. We'll just keep working on that.
That cat, though, he's seen what I can do to a crab, and he has a tremendous amount of respect for me. So.
Okay, yeah.
I hope the girlfriend's not listening.
Yeah, exactly. This cat lover here doesn't want to listen to that.
That's right.
So we better get over here and tell them how they can do this the easy way, though.
Yeah.
Right.
What you do is you say, what do we use the most? And what's going to okay. come up is like the bed, mm-hmm. the dresser, the nightstand, mm-hmm. the dinette set. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, those are things you got to take with you.
Okay. Yeah.
And then after that, you move with just the stuff you need for 2 weeks. Just mm-hmm. move. Just mm-hmm. move to Merrill Gardens. Get yourself in there. Get settled. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back and sort, it's from a whole different point of view because you now
yes.
know the context.
Yes.
You know how much room you got left in your cupboards and your closet.
Mm-hmm.
You also know that there's a whole lot more fun things to do than look at old CD or DVDs mm-hmm. again. And again. You can go down the hall and join a card game. You can go to the Mariners game with all your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And suddenly all this stuff is like, well, I wonder, what if I'll miss this? You're not going to miss it.
Right.
Now your new life has started.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily see, it's like, no, that doesn't even belong in this new life. And so when you're trying to sort out, you don't need to sort out that whole garage you're talking about.
Right.
If it's packed in there, they haven't used it.
Yeah, I love to hear you say that because that was a little bit of the conversation we had with this couple was because we were struggling of, do they get somewhere else first?
Yeah.
Of course, the financials are part of that because if they're
right.
going to stay in a house versus a community, then we got to think about the cost and how they're going to get there. We do believe that they've got equity that can help them do that. But we started talking about, okay, even if they bought first, do exactly what you're saying. Take the stuff you're going to use all the time, put it in there, and then you know how much space you have work to work with. And it just removes that stress. And it also right. makes it faster because what they keep finding themselves doing as they try to prepare prior to moving is they start going down memory lane.
Exactly.
Every little thing. Because even just the meeting that I had, the adult daughter was there. And as I walked in, I knew exactly the direction this conversation was going to go because mom came up and handed to her, like,
oh,
I don't know,
yeah,
like a
yeah,
1980s
yeah, yeah.
glamour
right,
shot.
Right, right.
Oh, you remember when you took this?
Right, right.
Like, oh, my God. I mean, she was so embarrassed because she was like, oh my God.
Well, that was, and that was gonna,
a lot of hair.
Well, yeah. She had a rather sheer shirt on. So she was kind of like, oh, let's take that picture away from the real estate agent, shall we?
Well,
gosh.
See, and that was gonna,
who thought that was a good idea even back then?
That was going to be my question, Katie. What about the keepsakes, the all of that?
Well, wait, you're not you don't want to put the pressure on yourself. This is the final decision. If mm-hmm. you move first, you take the basic stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the emotion goes way down because you started the new life. It's not this mm-hmm. whole fear of like, what if okay. I hate it?
Well, what if you have to get out right away, though? I mean, you don't have a...
You know. Still take the basics. You just, because that's what you're going to need. Mm-hmm. And most people, I mean, almost everybody, if they don't get help from some outside independent third party, they take way too much.
Yeah.
And now you end up paying for the movers to move it.
Or for storage.
And then the movers have to move it back out and into storage because you can't pile it in the hallway. Yeah. And now you're going to pay for storage for a few years.
And you're probably never going to go see it. Yeah.
And it's like, it's so expensive.
Hmm. There's a reason investors love those storage places.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're cash cows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just absolute cash cows because most people don't end up going back to the stuff that's in there.
Right. And they put some of their best stuff. I can't bear to part
with
it.
Yeah, sometimes they get broken into as well.
Well, and it's so funny that you say that because we have this conversation with our new residents all the time about just taking what you need and then worrying about the rest. And it just works. It works so well.
Yeah.
It really does.
So I would love, I asked Lilia to kind of join us. I know originally, Katie, we had you scheduled to come in. I thought, gosh, I really want to have this conversation. So when we get back, because I know we have to wind this down here in just a minute, but when we get back, I'd really love to hear, how do you engage with people, Katie, with moving forward? And then how does that also then help get to the coordination of like the destination, like a Merrill Gardens, right?
Yeah.
So I'd love to have the two of you even kind of interacting and sharing what your experiences are, how that typically works. And also where usually you get kind of brought into these situations. Because I know as a real estate agent, I get asked all the time for resources. So I'm constantly looking for things. So like yourself, and there's another company called Caring Transitions, who I'm on their newsletter.
Right.
I have other professional organizers that I know. Teresa Hazard, who's a gal down in the Skyway area I've worked with several times. She's worked with clients. There's a lot of different folks kind of doing different segments of this. And I know a lot of times, even when we get to kind of estate sales, you don't have to be, when you say estate sale, it doesn't mean someone's passed away necessarily.
Right.
Right. So there's all kinds of like auction houses and other things that are out there. So I believe your firm helps to sometimes coordinate some of those things. So you'll have to clarify when we come back. But more on Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Call us if you have questions, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.